our guest. His website is healthmasters.com. That's healthmasters.com. Doug 5, D-O-U-G 5 for, that's a coupon code for all, 5% off. Everything in the store. 5% off. You can't beat that. Healthmasters.com. Doug 5. Take advantage of that. I know we are going to be taking advantage of that as well. Healthmasters.com. Doug 5 is a coupon code. Folks, speaking of great deals, look, you know, Joe is, he did some planting this week.
Yes, I did.
And, using Texas Ready Seed Bank. You know, Texas Ready Seed Banks are they're ranked the highest and the best in the world, actually. For good reason. They use regionally appropriate open pollinated heirloom seeds. You know, most of these seed banks don't take that into account. Geographic differences, they do. They use, certified seeds. They're more expensive, of course. They think, Texas Ready thinks their customers are worth it. Germination rate on their seeds is just outstanding. And if you don't know how to garden, Texas Ready has several excellent reference books that help you grow plenty of nutrient dense food and start plants from seedlings, as Joe did.
Yeah, let me jump in here. And I didn't take pictures, which I should do, for the next time we have, do a Texas Ready spot is, about maybe a week, 2 weeks ago, I germinated maybe 20 different types of seeds, from fruits to vegetables, you know, onions, tomatoes. Well, this week, and especially today, 75% of them have sprouts sticking up out of the germination pot.
That's amazing.
So, I mean, and then we're not talking, you know, a half inch. We're talking, you know, 1 to 2 inches here. So I'm going to start planting them this weekend, and I'll take some pictures, and we'll bring them in.
All right, 80-plus varieties of vegetables and fruits, including 8 dual-purpose herbs, culinary and medicinal. Folks, TexasReady.net. That's TexasReady.net. One more time, TexasReady.net. Ted, to you, sir.
Thanks, Doug. We were talking about frequency, and I want to make one more comment about this, and we're going to change articles. It says any technology which would produce in the human nervous system flows of electrical currents with the frequency of its activities can be used to control remotely the activity of the human brain and the body. At present time, pulse microwaves are the only known technology known to fit and to produce this effect, but easily with contemporary fast advances in scientific research, especially in quantum physics, other technologies may be developed and may have already been developed. And this is what we were talking about on several shows ago back last year. I don't think I brought it up for a bit, is that we basically are a giant antenna, like an uplink broadcasting network to the Almighty and into interdimensional interface. And so we are basically an interdimensional interface to God. Our whole body is an antenna. And what they're doing here and what they did in the past and what they did, you know, before the flood, is they controlled the energy field around the planet. They did it through their thousands of pyramids, et cetera, that we talked about earlier, and this is what they're trying to do now. Now, the way the chemtrails tie in and the amount of aluminum and barium they're dumping on us is they want to do what's called an electrostatically charged stratosphere. They want to basically make the area of the Earth, the first 100 feet, first 4,000 or 5,000 feet, first 20,000 feet, heavily electrically charged like a plasma, so it will conduct electricity and currents better. Let me give you an example on that. If you take distilled water and you basically put two electrodes in it and you try to turn on a light bulb using that as a circuit, it won't work. Distilled water will not conduct electricity. You could literally put a high powered line in one end of a swimming pool and hook up and fill the water with distilled water in the pool, and if it maintained its distillation and maintained the ability to be distilled, you could jump into the other end and not be shocked, because electricity will not transfer through distilled water. The same thing is true when you have atmosphere. Atmosphere is normally a bad conductor. It doesn't work really well. But if you put aluminum and barium ions into the atmosphere and you have it float down through, it creates a plasmic field. It creates a static field of energy at a very low level next to the Earth. This is what causes, when you have a high level of static discharge, you have like the aurora borealis in the northern cities. And when you have a lot of energy up in the ionosphere, they want to bring that energy up in the ionosphere down into the stratosphere, all the way down where we are. That way we become better sending, receiving units. And when they inject us, or basically infuse us with smart dust through the chemtrails that are barium and strontium and aluminum, it can actually attach itself into our central nervous system, just like we mentioned earlier with the other ad, creating an electrical conductance field in which we become broadcasting units, sending units into this plasma to be picked up via their Gwen towers and cell towers to maintain constant surveillance on all of us and also on our energy field and our body. In other words, how we feel. They know that they can completely change how you feel. They can cause you to be elated. They can make you suicidally depressed. They can make you sleepy. They can give you instant diarrhea. They can do anything they want by hitting you with the right frequency. So by putting us in a sea of plasma, a soup, so to speak, of energy, it's going to allow them to control us much more efficiently with a lot less energy being broadcast from the Gwen or cell towers to tie us into the link. Does that make any sense to either one of you?
Yes. Yes, it does. Somewhat, Ted.
And then the same thing with the Morgellons. The Morgellons is they took an animal, they took an insect, they took the vegetable domain, and they crossed them all together to form one specific type of organism. And the Morgellons is a horrible, horrible thing. And the Morgellons occurs a lot more in people that have been vaccinated, particularly with heavy metals such as mercury. That's a big problem with these folks now that are continuing to get flu shots all of the time because they're still contaminated with 250 micrograms of mercury per dose that you're injecting directly into your central nervous system or into your bloodstream, which ends up in your central nervous system and in your body and your plasma as soon as you take these flu shots, which that's why they say 3 flu shots in a row can actually increase the risks of senile dementia by up to 50%. Because of the damaging effects of the mercury. So guys, listen to me for a second. They're doing everything they can to rewrite our DNA. Now we find that we have vaccine animal cells in vaccines. In other words,
I don't mean to interrupt, but I want to ask you this. When John mentioned to this earlier, one thing that went through my mind is, aren't medicines and things put together with different compounds from plants and animals anyway? I know this is above and beyond and not for the purposes of, they're not putting this stuff in there to add any beneficial health effects. How do we determine that difference?
No, that's great. Here's an example. If you eat a pig, or you eat a dog, or you eat a rat, if you eat a worm, or you eat an insect, okay, you can do all that. I mean, people have done that on that crazy show that Joe Rogan used to do, right?
Mm-hmm.
But what happens is, it goes through the way God intended it to go through Joe and Doug. It goes through the digestive system. It goes through the mouth where you chew it up. Okay, the salivary amylase starts to digest starches, and it dumps into a giant bucket of hydrochloric acid in your stomach. And whatever is in there gets pretty much killed from the hydrochloric acid, except for some parasites like trichina, like from pork. And so what happens, everything gets kind of processed the way God wanted you to process it, and it becomes deactivated, and it's broken down into its own individual cells. It's no longer a bird or a pig or a duck or a dog. It becomes just individual cells of protein, etc. So the problem with that is, then that's how the digestion is supposed to work, and the body picks and chooses from its receptor sites what it wants to absorb. The rest is passed out as feces. That's how it's supposed to work. What we're talking about, when you have vaccine animal cells like pigs and cows and dogs and monkeys and mouse and worm and insect DNA directly injected into your bloodstream or into your muscle, it never gets to go through that process of digestion. You're putting this foreign DNA directly into your system. This causes the body to start producing massive antibodies to all of these different compounds, all of these different chemicals, all these different cells, because your body's not supposed to be having live or dogs in it, or worms in it, or insects in it. And your body goes nuts, and so it starts producing antibodies against all of these antigens. And when that happens, it overloads and massively overloads the immune system. And when the immune system gets overloaded, it simply can't function properly as far as from a health standpoint if it gets exposed to something that's very bad. Let me give you an example today. I'm going to go ahead and read you an article today that I did this on my show earlier. What happens is this. You know, when our bodies become overwhelmed because of the stuff that we put into our immune system, and our immune system is overwhelmed, if it becomes exposed to something that's very, very, very bad, it can't do anything to correct that or to get that stuff back out of the system. Does that make sense? In other words, it's already maxed out.
Yeah.
It can't do what it needs to do. Now, what's interesting about this is Bill Gates just made a statement, which just blew my mind, because remember, these 17 Kabbalist groups, they have this thing they call their white magic or their lesser magic, in which they have to basically tell you in advance what they're going to do to you. They've got to let you know that basically the vampire is at the front door, he's knocking on the door and he wants to come in. If you tell him no, go away, they can't mess with you. But if they announce it to you, they consider the karma on the other side of their world, their universe, not to be as bad. If you told them, if they told you, they're fixing to kill you. Now, Bill Gates warns, this is what he says in Russia Today, that terrorists could weaponize smallpox. Speaking at a security conference in Munich, the richest man in the world, supposedly, but he's not, of course, we know the Rockefellers and the Rothschilds are much richer, warned that the impact of deadly viruses such as smallpox, should they spread, could be worse than that of a nuclear attack. Gates, who delivered this chilling warning ahead of a speech at the Royal United Services Institute in London, said the world should not underestimate the potential threat of lethal respiratory viruses as they are becoming easier to recreate and spread. The next epidemic could originate on the computer screen of a terrorist intent on using genetic engineering to create a synthetic version of the smallpox. Here we go. Virus or a super contagious and deadly strain of the bird flu. This is exactly what he said. Now, he's telling us, I feel, that what they're planning on doing. I have long said that I don't believe that we're going to have a nuclear exchange in which the entire planet is going to be in a nuclear umbrella of atomic dust. They don't want to have that happen. Here's why. It's taken this group 6,000 years to put back together the energy grid that they had back at the flood, when God pulled the planet apart, pulled the continents apart, and turned off their doggone transmitters. They've got the transmitters online already. They've got them ready to go. They've got CERN ready to go. They've got, remember, this is the, remember we had the tunnel ceremony in Switzerland, and it was a full druidic worship satanic service just last spring when they opened that 40-mile tunnel.
Yep.
The same group runs the planet. They don't want to destroy their frequency generators. They don't want to destroy their Gwen towers. They don't want to destroy their microwave towers. It took too much time to put this thing back into place. It's taken them 6,000 years to get us back to this point from the flood. And now they're controlling everything with this energy field that they have around us, or they have the potential of doing that instantaneously if they switch it all on at once. I mean, these power cables that go up into these microwave distribution centers, these cell towers, are huge compared to the amount of energy they draw. There's no reason to have these large, this number, this wire up there to run these cell towers. They don't require that much power unless you wanted to amp it up. I mean, really amp it up. Then they could amp it up because the power lines are there available for it. So they're not going to destroy us with a nuclear exchange. I don't believe that could happen. You may have an individual nuclear bomb going off here and there, but I don't believe these fallen angels and these entities, or whatever you want to call them, are going to allow that to occur. And here's why. Because they don't want to destroy the system and this infrastructure they've already put into place to control us. There's no point. But if they release biologicals on us, if they put remember the smallpox pretty much wiped out the American Indian in certain areas, wiped them out. And if they allow this smallpox to come in a weaponized strain, or Ebola, or a avian flu virus, or sarin gas, which the Germans developed as an insecticide in the 30s, which they've already proven the efficacy of that. If they come in with those types of instruments like that, instruments of death, I should say, they could pretty much effectively reduce the population of the planet to a controllable number and still allow the infrastructure to be maintained. Because remember, it took a lot of people to put this infrastructure together, a lot of people working for hundreds of years now to put this thing together. It can be destroyed with a flash of a nuclear bomb. They don't want that because they don't want to have to rebuild that. But what they can do is they're just as effective at destroying us with biologicals, which Bill Gates is saying that right here in this article from Russia Today, as they would be using a nuclear weapon. So guys, that's what I personally think they're going to do. That's why I'm going to say this again. It's super important to maintain your immune system. It's important not to dump a bunch of vaccines into your body, which are going to reduce the ability of your immune system to fight different things that you may be exposed to. It's super important to take 12.5 milligrams of potassium iodide every single day to maintain your immune system, plus 3,000 to 4,000 milligrams of vitamin C every day. And if you get sick, you need to have astragalus on hand immediately as an herb to start taking to get over all of this mess. Plus, you need vitamin D3 and K2 in high concentrations to make sure that your immune system stays frosty and it can handle everything. That's why we have a program. It's called the Immune Support Protocol at Health Masters, and it actually, you know, it's on sale for the 5% off too. And it's what I take every single day except for the astragalus. Now, if I don't feel 100% right or if I'm getting under too much stress, I'll take the astragalus because it's amazing what that product will do as far as stopping a cold in its tracks before it gets inside of you, gets moving on, you starts messing with you. But I've learned a long, long time ago, guys, this is a war. This is a war against the immune system of human beings. There's no other excuse for all of these immunizations, for all of these chemtrails, for all of these drugs, for all of this fluoride, for all of this poison they're feeding us with these GMOs. It's all directly affecting us. The problem they're having is that God built us so spectacularly that our immune system is so adaptive that they're having a hard time finding things that will continue to do what they want to have done to you because our body adapts quickly and fixes it, especially when you don't inject it directly into your bloodstream. When you go through your digestive tract, it's very difficult for this stuff to cause problems with you unless it's from an epigenetic standpoint because you've been given GMO foods which are going to control your cellular DNA because it's being incorporated in your DNA from these other changed species that they're putting into us because of what they're doing and mixing different animals together with plants now and the things they're feeding us with the GMOs. That's why it's so important that we get this GMO exposed and that we stop eating GMO foods. That's why I was so disappointed in Obama, who stopped the DARC Act from going into place again, because it doesn't make a difference. The globalists don't want us to know this. These Sabbatean Kabbalists that rule the banking system, who work with the Catholic Church, who work with the Vatican, who work with the Vatican Banking, who work with the CFR, who work with the Council of 300, who work with the Bilderberger Group, who work with Washington, D.C., and they're all tied together in these pedophile networks is what they're tied together with. That's just what it is. And these child trafficking networks, they don't want us to be healthy. They want us to be sick and diseased because a sick, diseased population assumes a victim status, not a victor status. And so when you're sick and you don't feel good, you think, wow, I can't get involved in that thing. I can't be able to do this. I can't do that. Because why? Because I'm a victim. I'm sick. I got to have my drugs. I've got to have my disease. I've got a disease. I've got diabetes. I've got gout. I've got this. I've got that. Whatever. No, you can't assume that victim status. I remember 2 weeks ago or 3 weeks ago when I was on with you guys, that same night, I'd broken my foot. I'd broken it that day. I didn't assume a victim status with you guys. We had a, you know, 3-hour show that night, 2.5-hour show or 2 hours, whatever I was on. And I didn't complain about my foot. I just said I kind of fell on the roof backwards and I'm a little bit, my foot hurts. That was it. Next day I got x-rayed. I got a broken fifth metatarsal. I'm in a cast tonight. I'm not assuming the victim status. Oh, I can't do a show with Doug and Joe. Oh, I can't do it tonight. My foot's hurting. Oh, I can't do it. I'm not doing that. That's what they want us to do. Everybody needs to have a syndrome, a problem, a victim mentality, and you get that when you make everybody sick. Oh my gosh, I'm taking statin drugs. I feel absolutely horrible. They should know that I can't be involved in that. Oh, my blood pressure's high. I can't get excited. My blood pressure will go up. And that's what they want. Everybody to be a victim, guys. What do you think?
Yeah. Of course. I mean, the victim status is something that, you know, the social justice warrior mentality thrives off of.
It's your default position.
That's exactly right.
And back to something you said, Ted, at the beginning of the show, the links of depression and how depression is causing these other ailments in people. And you mentioned the rise in dementia and whatnot from consuming different products. What I wanted to ask you and the immune system, how our immune system is being weakened. Do you think there's a link between the immune system and mental health?
That's a great question, Joe, but it's not that simple. There's a direct link between the gut microbial and mental health. That's been proven repeatedly. See, our entire body is a synergistic organism. It all works together. We have huge amounts of neural cells in our gut. And, you know, we have huge amounts of neural cells in our heart. All of these things tie together with the brain. They signal each other through scalar wave physics. We've talked about that in detail. You have two radio waves you lay on top of each other. You create a longitudinal wave. You lay two longitudinal waves on top of each other. You create a scalar wave. Our body communicates through longitudinal waves and scalar waves from cells through the immune system, through the gut, through the heart. That's why the heart puts out this giant energy field. It's just all around the body. And this is, the heart has a much bigger energy field, we've talked about that before, than the brain puts out. And all of this ties us together into an interdimensional interface with God. That's what it ties us together with. And so the reality is yes, the answer is yes. If you have a problem with your immune system, you suffer with depression a lot because your immune system is controlled by the gut microbial in many cases. And if your gut microbial is in a mess, it can't have a good immune system. You can't have a good immune system. You end up having depression issues. So yes, it all ties together in this giant interface that God made us. That's the problem with mainstream medicine. It wants to take an individual portion of the body and they want to treat it acutely. Like when I broke my metatarsal on my left foot, you know, it's in a cast. That's how it's being treated. That's okay. But if I've got a problem with arterial plaquing, then I've got to find out why I've got a problem with arterial plaquing, because they want you to believe that if they give you a quadruple bypass, if you go ahead and get that done, that you'll never have a problem with that heart again. That's not true, because quite frankly, you probably have arterial plaquing throughout your entire central, you know, cardiovascular system, throughout your whole body. It's all plugged. That's why people who get diabetes, they end up with plaquing in their feet, and they have a decreased flow of blood flow, and they start having to have amputations and their toes cut off, etc., because of the plaquing. So if you remove 4, 5, or 6 inches of veins in your heart and you replace them to get better blood flow to your heart, it doesn't get help the other 20,000 miles of blood vessels in your heart to get the plaquing out. So that's why we tell people, we get too much calcium in our diet. That's why you'll never hear me promote calcium as a supplement. We need more magnesium in our diets and less calcium, because magnesium helps to prevent the calcium from being absorbed into the soft tissues like the arteries, called hardening of the arteries. That's what causes that, is that the magnesium is insufficient in most cases, too much calcium, and it plaques the side of the walls of the arteries. Now, of course, statin drugs, they know, cause hardening of the arteries. It causes calcium to plaque inside of the arteries. They know it's one of the side effects of the statin drugs, arterial calcification. Now, that's why I tell folks when they take vitamin D, they've got to take magnesium with it, and they've got to take K2 with it, because the K2 allows the D to absorb the calcium from your diet and not deposit it in soft tissue like your arteries or your joints. It allows it to go into the bones where it belongs. The reason my foot's healing so quickly, and I could already walk on a cast that I have, a boot that I'm wearing, within 2 weeks of a break, is because I took the K2D3, which allowed my bone to heal super, super fast, and now I've got to be careful with it. I can't be putting a lot of pressure on it, and I need to wear the boot for a few more weeks. But I'm 61 years old, and my bone's healing really, really fast. It's because of the supplementation. So if you give your body the nutrients that it needs at high enough concentrations in an absorbable form, it's amazing how quickly your body will heal, how much energy you have, and how much mental acuity you have. This is why about once a month I go to the doctor's office, and I started doing this about 6 years ago, and I go in and I get actually an injection of EDTA, which is like a chelating formula, which allows this product to go through my veins, all the way through my body, all 20,000 miles of my blood vessels. And what it does, it claws or chelates the calcium back out of my veins, which allows them to stay clear, and it maintains their elasticity, and so it helps prevent hardening of the arteries, and it also prevents any type of heart disease or heart attacks, because this is why it's so important. We also have a formula for that too, but you take it orally. It's just not as fast. You have to take it every single night. It's called chelation formula, oral chelation formula, and it helps to do that too. And I also take that product too, by the way, but I only do the injection about once a month. See, and so if you think through this, you go, wow, that sounds really complicated. Well, it's really not complicated. You don't take calcium supplements. You don't take calcium phosphate products. You don't take calcium carbonate, anything. I did another talk show a few months ago, actually a couple of years ago now, Doug and Joe, big station out of Arizona. And the guy had a massive heart attack and had to have a quintuple bypass. And what ended up happening is he called me up. We did the show. And he says to me, he goes, well, I don't know what to do. He said, I had this bypass surgery 3 years ago. And I take all these vitamins, but I just had my arteries checked again. They're getting blocked up again already. And I said to him, I said, well, what kind of vitamins are you taking? And he gave me the name of the brand. It's from a TV preacher, by the way. And he gave me the name of the brand. And I said, let me do some research on those. In fact, the guy's not a TV preacher. He should have a TV show on a Christian network. He's not a preacher. He's a medical doctor. I'm not going to give you his name because I'm not going to badmouth him. And I said to him, I called him back and I said, you need to stop taking those supplements. The binding agent they use is calcium carbonate, which is like rock. And I said, you don't need that. I said, that's probably why you're having this buildup inside of your body again. I had another company that contacted me years ago. They wanted me to promote their product. It was a effervescent calcium magnesium formula, but they used calcium carbonate in that formula. And I told the founder of the company, I said, look, the magnesium's good, but you're not using like a bovine calcium. You're using a rock type of calcium that causes hardening of the arteries. I said, you can't use calcium carbonate as a binding agent or in free powder form and mix this. I said, and the guy's name was Ken. And I said, Ken, if you keep taking this, because he was in his 50s, I said, you take this junk, you're going to give yourself a heart attack. And Doug, Joe, it wasn't 6 months later he had a massive heart attack. And I warned him about it. And see, that's why if you look at my supplements at Health Masters, they're in a capsule and they're in powder. The only time we use a sustained release product, we use natural gums and waxes, and we don't use calcium carbonate. Because of that, I won't put calcium carbonate in my products because it causes hardening of the arteries. And this guy's products, this doctor who this guy was using, everything was bound with calcium carbonate. So I called the guy back and I sent him about 10 research articles. I says, dude, you're basically eating rocks. This rock is being built up back in your arteries. Your body can't utilize it. I said, if you got to take a calcium product, use a bovine calcium, which is like, from cow bones. And I said, that's okay. That's probably the best you're going to get. I said, but the reality is the vast majority of the people in the United States get way too much calcium, particularly from vitamins, Doug, because they're bound with that, and they end up having these problems like heart disease or hardening of the arteries or senile dementia because of a lack of blood flow to the brain. That's why we use a cellulose gel cap with powder in it with no binding agents in our supplements, and that's why they work so well and they work so quickly.
And they do work well. Folks, we're talking with Dr. Ted Breuer of HealthMasters.com. Doug5 is a coupon code. Get 5% off anything on the website for Hagman and Hagman listeners. And get a pen ready. Not this next segment coming back, but after this segment's over, we're going to start taking calls. Question and answer with Dr. Ted Breuer, 844-769-2944. That's 844-769-2944. Calls from 9 to 10 with Dr. Ted. Don't go anywhere.
We'll be right back.
Visit HagmanReport.com for the news and articles that matter most. Stay tuned. We will be right back.
Shall be great tribulation, such as was not since the beginning of the world to this time. No, nor ever shall be.
Folks, I'm going to direct your attention to MasterPreps.com. MasterPreps.com. Wow. MasterPreps.com, the sponsor of our show, MasterPreps.com. That's MasterPreps.com. Take a visit there. High-quality items, made-in-America items. I mean, anything, everything you possibly want, from cooking utensils, cooking frying pans. I mean, it is, it'll blow you away. Absolutely. Eric's a...
It's insane. I mean, wow. Look at the products.
Folks, visit MasterPreps.com. Again, welcome to the Hagman and Hagman Report family, MasterPreps.com. I mean, wow, it's insane.
MasterPreps.com. Are you ready for what comes next?
Hi, I'm Grace Gonzalez from Caring Close in the Woods. We are an American family-owned company founded and built on skills and knowledge gained from responding to 18 major disasters in the U.S. and around the world. We found that most people don't have enough food and water to survive, let alone any medicinals to save their life. We're offering 25% off our must-have American Heritage Remedies Kit. It contains 12 homeopathic remedies, a booklet that goes over everything in your kit, and our brand new book, Major Disasters Lessons Learned. Just enter coupon code HAGMAN. In life or a disaster, you must be able to take care of yourself. You may not be a medical doctor, and your grandmother and your great-grandmother probably weren't either, but they still knew how to minister to their family's health issues, and so can you. Check out our American Heritage Remedies Kit at www.changelessonwoods.com. Your life may depend on it.
Hello, everyone. This is Joe Charles, the guy whose voice is heard announcing for the Hagman and Hagman Report right here on YouTube and across the Global Star Radio Network. There have been many people wondering whose music is being played during those breaks. Well, you guessed it. And we're very pleased to announce that all that music and 11 brand new songs from the CD New Jerusalem is set for release on April 10th for download on iTunes. means you can help support my ministry and be blessed by this awesome, inspiring recording. I have been fortunate to work with some phenomenal musicians from around the world that helped us put this recording together in the studio. Simply go to joecharlesmusic.com and click on the iTunes link. Or, if you'd rather have a CD, we'll send one right out to you. Just leave me your email and we'll get right back to you. And thanks to Doug and Joe Hagman for making this all possible. God bless.
Hagman and Hagman Report. Do I need to say that again? Of course, you're listening to the Hagman and Hagman Report. Go to HagmanReport.com for news, information, analysis. That's our primary website, Hagman and Hagman.com. That's where you can hook into the show. There are all of the listening options are made available to you and viewing options. And please, folks, subscribe to our YouTube channel. Would you do that for me? That elevates us in visibility, search rankings, and such. And make sure you get the latest in videos as well as tonight. It's going to go up, right away. So subscribe to our YouTube channel before we get back to Ted Brower, healthmasters.com. Doug5 is the coupon code before we get back to him. Satellitephonestore.com. Satellitephonestore.com. You know, I love satellite phones as opposed to cell phones. It's, my wife had to take a trip not too long ago, and I gave her a satellite phone, and she used it with great efficiency. And in fact, there was no cell service where she was at, and we were able to talk without a problem. Visit my friends at satellitephonestore.com. That's satellitephonestore.com. In fact, give Eric Tallman a call, 877-943-6383. Let him know you heard about their services on the Hagman and Hagman Report. This is important because they've got some, they'll hook you up. They've got some special plans. Actually, it's not that much different than a cell phone plan would be. All right. So, you know, if you're into these iPhones and what have you, be much smarter because in a communications outage, your options are going to be essentially satellite phones. So contact Eric Tallman, satellitephonestore.com. That's satellitephonestore.com. One more time, satellitephonestore.com. His number, 877-943-6383. Let's go back to Ted Brower. Joe, I'm going to kick it over to you.
All right, Ted, real quick, I want to give out the phone number for the next hour when we're going to be taking question and answer calls with Dr. Ted. The number is 844-769-2944. That's 844-769-2944, and you can start calling after this next break. Where are we going in this segment, Ted?
Well, I want to start a little bit. I want to touch one more time on frequencies and frequency weapons, and then I want to jump into the Rockefeller Medical Complex. And I don't think people understand how in-depth the Rockefeller Medical people have become as far as controlling this petrochemical drug usage that we have. And I just want to just share a couple of things with you really quickly because there's some things that are so blatant on this that most people aren't aware of. This is an interesting article. It's called The Meaning of Life, and it was written by a PhD. His name's Latham. And he said, the Rockefeller Foundation has had two strategies for management that were distinct. Remember, the Rothschild Rothschilds go hand in hand. They started the central banking system. The Rockefeller Foundation had two strategies for management that were distinct but complementary to control human behavior at the level of social structures, family, work, and emotions, which the foundation referred to by names such as psychobiology, and to control human behavior at the level of molecules. Many people date the DNA revolution to the discovery of its structure by James Watson and Francis Crick in 1953. But really began 30 years before, conceived by the mind of John D. Rockefeller's group, his Rockefeller Foundation. Thus, it is fitting that DNA is named after him. Listen to this, guys. DNA stands for deoxyribonucleic acid, and RIBO stands for the Rockefeller Institute of Biochemistry. Did you know that, Doug?
Yeah, I did.
Most people don't know that. RIBO stands for the Rockefeller Institute of Biochemistry.
Okay? You know, I thought that was a joke initially.
No, it's not. This really is.
Yeah, I know.
and said where the chemical composition of DNA was first discovered in the 20s. The Rockefeller Foundation had become interested in DNA because its trustees feared the Bolshevik-style revolution. Intense public resentment had already compelled the breakup of the Standard Oil Company in 1911, so the foundation sought ways, said trustee Harry Pratt Judson in 1913, to reinforce the police power of the state. They intended to find the ultimate key to human behavior, which would allow them to allow the resentful and envious mobs to be effectively managed. The foundation had two strategies for management that were distinct but complementary: to control human behavior at the level of social structures, family work, and emotions, which the foundation referred to by names such as psychobiology, and to control human behavior at the level of molecules. And then goes on to say, the Rockefellers construct the gene. The second arm to the science of man's strategy was seen purely based on scientific rationality. To the Rockefeller Foundation trustees, however, rationality meant, here it is, eugenics. Eugenic theory, by definition, implies that humans contain hidden determinants for traits like civility, intelligence, and obedience. Logically, such determinants ought to be discoverable, reasoned the Foundation's trustees. If science were able to peer deep enough, it would discover these mechanisms and molecules that affected this upward causation of behavior. Once identified, such controlling elements, which were initially presumed to be proteins, could be understood and made use of. In other words, everything was about to control human beings. The immediate goal was to attribute the diseases of smoking to genetic origins. Listen to this. The tobacco industry was determined to find gene defects that might lead to lung cancer and addiction. Tobacco executives thought correctly that finding even limited evidence would keep blame from being placed entirely on their products. Hence, genetic determinism could be used to neutralize negative public, professional, and even legal opinion concerning tobacco. All of this stuff, guys, that they did from this foundation from the very beginning was for one purpose only: to control you. That's what the Gwen Towers are for. That's what all of this stuff is for, is to find out how to control you. What do you guys think?
Absolutely.
Jeez, yeah.
I mean,
no, but
the thing
about this is this information has been coming out more and more and more and more. The problem is the alternative news now is being managed. We've seen this with the amount, with the loss of Google revenue and ad revenue and the loss of sales. And so I want to stop for just a second to say this for everybody listening right now. You know, Hagmans are providing a really good service to everybody in the alternative news committee, the alternative news industry. You know, a lot of the alternative news people have capitulated to the New World Order, and they're no longer talking about the globalist picks for Donald Trump's cabinet positions and all of the stuff that looks like a Goldman Sachs deal going on up there. It's ridiculous. They're not talking about it because they don't want to lose ad revenue and they don't want to be pushed on put on a Google ad ban. We've already seen them do this to Alex Jones as far as, you know, dropping millions of dollars in revenue to him. We saw them do it shortly to Mike Adams. You know, we've seen it do it for Dave Hodges has been affected by all of this. So I want everybody to go to the website, to the Hagmans website tonight after the show. And if you like the programs that Doug and Joe bring, be a giver. Because I've learned there's two types of people, Doug and Joe. There's givers and the takers. And we don't want to be takers. We've got to learn to support alternative broadcasting. You say, well, I've got other things I want to do with my money. Okay, what are you going to do when there's no longer an alternative media out there trying to tell you the truth? That's what they're trying to do, guys. They're trying to censor the alternative news. The alt-right needs to be given. We need to thrive, not be censored. The problem is, a lot of people thought that Donald Trump was going to give us a reprieve. We thought we were going to get 4 years to 8 years of just chilling out, having fun, relaxing, getting a vacation cottage, and just sitting back and eat, drinking, and be healthy for, you know, whatever. That's not happening. This whole thing with Trump is turning into this giant mess, this giant corporatocracy, this giant Goldman Sachs Rockefeller mess that's happening right now, Soros mess, and we have to hold his feet to the fire on all of these campaign promises that he's flip-flopped on. And if the alternative news doesn't do this, Doug, the right, the conventional news, the CNN and the ABC and the CBS and all these other companies, they're not going to do any of this stuff. Because we all know that these guys are just nothing but pathological liars, and they twist and only report events they want to report, and they put their own special twist. Because remember, the Reuters and the AP Wire are both controlled by this Rothschild banking cartel network, either directly or indirectly. They tell you what the news is because they're the ones indirectly with their banking systems who, through corporate interlocking directorships or just straight out flat, straight stock purchases, are controlling 90-95% of what you hear. So if we silence the voice in the wilderness crying out to all of the people around us of the alternative media, it's simply not going to be able to be broadcast any longer if they shut it down, because yep. the people give it, they'll never give it the opportunity to get another foothold. They won't. So that's why we've got to do what we need to do to support alternative news. I ask you, give a dollar, give $5, give $100, give $1,000. Some of you listening right now can give $10,000 to the Hagmann Show. I know you can, because I know a lot of the guys who listen to the show. At least do something. If it's a dollar, if everybody listening to the show right now gave a dollar, $5, $10 right now to the Hagmann Show, it would change everything as far as the budget for the Hagmann Show and their ability to continue to grow and develop their brand and their image and their impact and their footprint in the alternative media world. This is so important, because now we've seen so many right-wing conservative news talk shows capitulate. Yep. And they're refusing to talk about what Donald Trump is doing. They're refusing to talk about the cabinet picks. They're refusing to talk any of this stuff because they don't want to be quote-unquote singled out by Google as far as not having their ads promote revenue for them anymore. Guys, you've got to understand something. Either we're going to be part of the solution or we're going to be part of the problem. Now, I'm going to say something very quickly, and this is important. I talked about this on Tuesday. This is not a Donald Trump movement. It may have been, he may have been the spokesperson. He may have got a lot of people thinking about there's an alternative to these idiots in the White House that we've had for the last, well, since John F. Kennedy, except for Reagan after, for the first 2 months. This is a movement of God. This is a movement of the freedom. This is a grassroots movement that took hold and allowed Donald Trump to be elected into the White House. Now, Trump's kind of like the accidental president, you know, because we know that Hillary Clinton had been given the pick by the globalists, by the CFR, by the Bilderberger group. We know she already had huge fireworks already ready to go for the night of the election. She lost all of that. Why? Because we stood as a group and we said, we will not go quietly into the night. We will not allow them to do this to us. We will not put a witch, a Sabbatean witch in the White House, a true Luciferian witch. Now, this movement with Trump has been hijacked by these Sabbateans now, if Trump was ever for real, which I hope and I pray that he was. But I said this on your show, Doug, and I said it on my show. There's no way that a Sabbatean witch was going to get into the White House. That was Hillary. And so we kept her out. But now what we have to do is we have to realize this isn't about Donald Trump. It's about us, about me, you, Doug, and all of the listeners tonight realizing that we have to be about our Father's business right now, and we can't allow this group of people in the White House to control us or to silence us. No, we will not go quietly into the night. No, we've already proven that by putting Trump in office. Because I said this years ago, and I say it again. It doesn't matter who's in the White House. It's we the people that control the United States, because there's only 400 or 500 of these clowns up there. Look at how many there are of us. The problem is we've capitulated and we've given the power to these politicians, these stinking pedophiles and adulterers and drug addicts in the doggone Congress, and we've given them the ability to control us. They've given it over to the doggone military. The military's turned around and given it to the satanic CIA, and the satanic CIA has given it over to these Kabbalist druidic worship people that use human sacrifice to control the energy field around the planet. They're trying to tie us into the D-Wave computer, to tie us into an interdimensional interface, into Lucifer. That's what's going on in a nutshell. I had somebody say to me the other day, Doug, on my show, they sent me a letter out of England, and they said, we love your show, we love your politics, we love everything you do, but we don't want you to talk about the religious part. We don't want to hear about Jesus. We don't want to hear about Yeshua. We don't want to hear about Yahweh. All we want to hear about is just health, nutrition, and the political stuff. And I emailed them back, and I said, look, no, absolutely not. No. I said, you can't explain what's going on in the world today. It is impossible to explain it without going back to Genesis chapter 6. It can't be explained because none of it makes any sense. It's too stupid. Who in the world would pollute their own planet with chemtrails? Who in the world would do all this crazy stuff with Fukushima blowing out all this radiation for all these years? Who would do this? Who would kill the Pacific Ocean? No, these Sabbatean Kabbalists want to turn the entire planet upside down because Lucifer's their daddy. Chances are, I go back to they. In fact, they trace their lineage lineage back to Nimrod, all the way back to Lucifer, and they claim to be the benign Nephilim, the sons of the fallen. They claim to have the actual DNA of Satan running through their blood. This is who these guys are. They're turning the world upside down, like Aleister Crowley said, do what thou wilt, and they're turning everything upside down, making everything good that God created is bad. And this is who these guys are. And so we've got to understand something. Our fathers, Yeshua, Yahweh, that's our dad. That's who we are. We can't be caught into the worries and the cares of this world. We have to be about our Father's business, and we have to continue to promote the gospel of Jesus Christ. And I told this guy, I said, if I take out the Christianity, if I take out the Old Testament, if I take out Genesis chapter 6, if I take out the book of Enoch, if I take all of this stuff out of what I teach and what I believe, nothing makes any sense, because these guys are nuts. And I said, this is the only thing that ties it all together in a nice little bow wrap package that we can understand who these nuts are, what they're doing, and why they're doing it. Otherwise, Doug, it's complete insanity that they would destroy their own planet they're living on.
Yeah. And you know what? You cannot extract the spiritual component to what's taking place, the biblical component. And people try. I'm amazed at the number of people, especially on the progressive political forums, when you read them, religion is a mental disorder. They mock God, they mock Jesus, they mock Christianity, they mock Islam.
The reason they do that, and I've spoken about this many times. It says that the mind of the unbeliever has a veil over it. That veil is this energy field around the planet. It's this negative frequency, this field that engulfs the vast majority of the populations. That's why we started this show off tonight with that prayer after I received it yesterday, because I knew how important it was to bind and loose all of this stuff that we talked about in that prayer. Their minds have been blinded. It says that in the Word of God, or they would believe and they would see and they would understand. But because of their lack of ability to see the truth, because of this energy around them, it's like when I became a Christian back in 1979, when I finally went to church and I finally realized what had happened in my life. I mean, I'm in graduate school at Florida State, and I finally realized that we're a created vessel built by God. We're an antenna to God, and the only thing that'll fill our vessels is the Holy Spirit, the frequency of God. And I finally understood that. I thought, wait a minute. Without that infilling of the Holy Spirit, without that relationship with God Almighty and with Yeshua, with Jesus Christ, nothing else matters, because we're only going to be here for a very short period of time. I mean, I'm 23 years old when this is going on. I'm 61 years old. That's almost 40 years ago now, over 40 years. And the thing that's crazy about all of that, no, not quite 40 years, but the crazy thing about this, Doug, is when I finally accepted Jesus Christ, I felt peace come in me. I felt the presence of the Holy Spirit come in me, and I thought, wow, what a difference that made. See, that's the thing. I remember a few months ago, I prayed the sinner's prayer with a lady who has her own website. I've told you the name before, and she became a Christian, and she had been raised as an atheist. And in fact, her mom died just a few weeks ago, and she went to her mom's death, and it was horrible. It was horrible. She said it was horrible because she died as an atheist. And she said that peace came over her about 2 or 3 hours after she had been accepted Jesus Christ. She said, it's the peace I've never felt in my entire life. The peace that passes all understanding when we keep our hearts and minds in Jesus Christ, to be about our Father's work. It doesn't make one bit of difference what Donald Trump does. It doesn't make any difference. We're but a mist. We're going to be here for a short period of time. And what I want to do is, when I get to heaven, I want God to look at me and say to me, well done, good and faithful servant. That's what I want. And if we all have that mindset, and we can't put our hope in a man. This is a spiritual problem, not a political solution in the United States. Until we get these Sabbatean Kabbalists out of our schools, I mean, we've got the doggone teachers union came out last week, Doug, and they said they want to start teaching transsexual behavior to two-year-olds. Two-year-olds.
Saw that. Yep.
I mean, this is what's taking over our country. And because of political correctness, because that gay Kenyan we had in the White House, we've got this whole mess going on now with this transsexual stuff. No, this is not okay. It's not okay now. It wasn't okay in Genesis chapter 6 with God. It's certainly not going to be okay coming up to the final tribulation. None of this is okay. We've got to choose which side we're going to be on, and we've got to say, hey, Donald Trump, you're screwing up. You got a mess going on here. You need to fix this. No, I'm not going to continue to support you. I don't care. I'm not going to continue to say you're doing good when you're doing bad. That's stupid. There's no reason to continue to support this guy when he puts a guy named Gottlieb into the Food and Drug Administration who is so pro-immunization, he will say, force mandatory MMR on adults. Are you kidding me? None of that's okay, Doug.
None of it is. And you know, you still want to get on a terror, or continue on a terror. our Congress, go back to 1993, I think it was, our Congress had done more, by this time, having a majority in the Congress, then we've got a Republican majority. What in the hell's wrong with Congress? They have not done anything when they've had the opportunity. You've got a conservative, so to speak, small c, Congress majority. Nothing has been done. Nothing has been passed. Nothing is going on. You've got supposedly a Republican small c conservative in the White House. Perfect time. Where's the action? We're not seeing it. So, when
Dave Dobemeyer and I were in Washington D.C. 2 years ago for a conference we both were speaking at up in D.C. I'll never forget. We walked the halls of Congress and we met with our reps and some of the people in the A's, et cetera. And we're walking through the hallways. And I looked at Dave and I said, are we the only straight guys here? He goes, Ted, I don't know, man. Everybody looks gay to me. And I said, I think pretty much 95% of these guys are gay. I mean, I'm talking AIDS, pages, everything. I mean, we know that's probably true because we know what's going on with pedophilia up there and all the other weird stuff that goes on in Washington, D.C. This is why these guys don't do anything, Doug, because they've been bought at a price that may have been a 12-year-old call boy, a 16-year-old call boy. It may have been a drug. It may have been a whore. It may have been, you know, a big cocaine wrestler going on. They may have been videotaping them with an adult woman and the guy's drunk and they throw a girl in bed with him, keep videotaping. He didn't know it's a girl. I mean, you don't know what happened to these guys. The problem is their morality has been compromised and now they're scared that they're going to be told what to do. Same thing with Obama. I mean, we had Obama in the White House with a Republican-controlled Congress who refused to impeach him over IRS gate and the Fast and the Furious. Are you kidding me? Refused. And then he turned around and he passed that dog, they passed that law not telling us what was in our food or what GMOs were. That's because Congress has bought at a price. They don't have to vote the way they're told to vote every single time. Sometimes they can vote their conscience, but when it comes to these key issues of what they can and can't do, over 50% of these guys are compromised. And the guys that are compromised need to be brought out of the public and they need to be exposed. Now, even if that means giving them clemency or giving them a presidential pardon for them to get right and confess their sins unto the American population, not to leave them in office, but to make them realize they can't live like this or do this or have this type of behavioral pattern in the White House or in the Congress or in the Senate, and it's okay. None of it's okay. I mean, Trump wanted to build a wall. We got no wall. Okay? Trump wanted to get rid of Obamacare. We still got Obamacare. Trump wanted to give us an income tax cut. We still got income, but nothing's changed on that. I mean, what has he done? TPP was already dead before Trump got in office. They said, well, he killed you. No, he didn't. And the Atlantic Transfer Partnership, he may have put the final death nail on those things, but they weren't going to get passed anyhow. And so here's the problem. All of these different things. How about the Johnson Amendment? How about the fact that we have hundreds of churches now going to Washington, D.C., writing congressmen, telling them they do not want the Johnson Amendment repealed. They want to leave it in place. Are you kidding me? That tells me right now that those churches have been co-opted by the CIA or by somebody else because they don't want to be able to speak political things from their pulpit. Are these guys like brain dead? Are they wearing panties under their jackets? What's the heck wrong with these guys? Are they carrying lace? I mean, who are these people who don't want to be able to speak from the pulpit the truth of what's going on in Washington, D.C.? But that's what we have. In fact, Chuck Baldwin wrote a whole article on that this past week, and he quoted a bunch of other articles. None of this stuff is okay. And if you're in a church who says, well, we don't want the Johnson Amendment passed, you need to get your butt out of that church. It's enough of this nonsense. It's enough of these guys with their weirdo lifestyles in these pulpits and some of the stuff they do anyhow. They need to be exposed. We need real men back in the pulpit. We need real men back in Washington that don't like to sodomize little boys and get these bunch of sicko perverts out of there, Doug. That's how I feel about all of this stuff. And Trump is not the answer. He's proven that. The problem is we've got to continue to keep the feet to the fire for these congressmen and these senators and all the things that they've done. We've got to make sure they realize they're not going to be reelected. But the problem is, oh, heaven forbid that, they bring home the bacon. They teach us how to fry it up in a pan. And they basically send us all their little special interest money to our groups and our little government, our little counties and our little states every single year. We got to leave them in there. No, we don't. If these guys don't want to tell the truth when they're in Congress or when they're in the Senate or whatever, they need to take a hike and they need to go. If they don't have the best interest of their constituency at hand, they need to go. And quite frankly, I believe in term limits. I think we all do now. You know, 4 or 5 terms, 10 years up there for a congressman, and a couple terms in the Senate, that's gosh awful plenty. We don't need to have these guys up there like McCain and Lindsey Graham. Are you kidding me? Even Ralph Bader Ginsburg said something the other day, basically called him a woman, Lindsey Graham. And I thought, well, that's probably a true statement. I mean, this is a major, major mess that we have in Washington right now, and it's not getting any better because the banking interests are in bed with these guys, with these lobbying groups, and until we put a stop to all this stuff, the problem is, Doug, they have to vote for the laws, and they don't want to cut out their money flow, and they don't want to start doing things that are going to affect them from an income standpoint, or their retirement from an income standpoint, or they don't want to be exposed for being the criminals that they are by the same group of people that are bribing them. What do you guys think?
And you too, ladies and gentlemen, can benefit by Health Master's multivitamins, including B and the purple sticks. You just heard Dr. Ted Brower. I'm being facetious, but you know, seriously.
I did have a purple stick.
Yeah. The focus, the clarity, the delivery. Be energetic. Healthmasters.com. Doug Five. Go ahead.
About Donald Trump, in the closing minute before we go to the break, I think that, you know, obviously Trump was our best option in the election. We had Hillary Clinton and Donald Trump, and it was a no-brainer. We had to get Trump in there. And I think that he's still trying to figure out, you know, who's on the side, who's pushing. He's still trying to get a good balance and understanding of how to run the White House in a way, not that makes everybody happy, but that gets the most accomplished. And, you know, we're still in the first 100 days. He has done a lot as president, and we hope he doesn't backtrack on many of his promises and he continues to fulfill the things.
It's not about him. It's about the movement. It's about us.
Exactly. Each and every one of us have to be involved in this in order for us to be successful. We do have to hold him accountable, but I think I'm still holding out hope, waiting to see what's going to come down the pike 3 months, 6 months, and even a year into his presidency. Obviously, we still have more than 3.5 years to go, so I'm not ready to pull the plug on him yet. But, yeah, there are some questions that should be answered or things that need to be fixed. When we come back, 844-769-2944, we're going to take questions with Dr. Ted Brower. You can ask him questions about his products, health questions, or questions related to current events and geopolitics. We'll be right back after these short messages. Don't go anywhere.
Just what kind of thriller predicts the future? In 3 days in the belly of the beast, Daniel Holdings wrote about the God Particle before CERN actually discovered the God Particle. In As the Darkness Falls, Daniel wrote about an Islamist terrorist confederacy that rose up out of Syria and declared a caliphate 3 years before ISIS was ever heard of. In his newest novel, Between the Veil, Daniel talks about a space between dimensions where supernatural beings can walk. He says that these novels are a warning from the Creator to his creation. Will war come to America? Will the world's economies collapse? Are we looking at increased earthquakes and volcanic activity? Will the United States fall into civil war? You can find all of Daniel's work at his website, danielholdings.com. That's danielholdings.com. All of these things and more are talked about in Daniel's books. To find out what's coming next, go to danielholdings.com.
Worldwide demand is making coconuts one of the highest yielding cash crops available today. Coca-Cola, Pepsi, and many high net worth individuals have invested billions of dollars into coconuts for strong growth and solid long-term income. Yields could be as high as 18% or more per year. Capital appreciation and exceptional income for up to 60 long years would be an absolutely brilliant investment to pass on to future generations. Diversify wisely with direct ownership of fully managed coconuts on prime farmland close to the beautiful Costa Rican border. For more information, qualified accredited investors should go to profitsincoconuts.com or phone 855-888-6288. That's 855-888-6288. This announcement does not constitute an offer to sell securities or a solicitation of an offer to purchase. Offer made by prospectus only. 855-888-6288 or visit profitsincoconuts.com. Profitsincoconuts.com.
You may never look at your city, town, or its people the same way ever again. Stained by Blood, a murder investigation based upon a true story by private investigator Douglas J. Hagman. Using the character Mark Stiles, Hagman takes you on a journey behind the scenes where the homicide becomes a secondary to an underworld of satanic ritual abuse, child abduction, and even mind-controlled experimentation. For 5 years, a brutal killer remained on the loose, free to kill again. As Mark struggles to navigate the maze of bizarre twists and untangle a web of deeply hidden secrets kept by some of the most powerful and influential people in his community and beyond. Stained by Blood. Order your copy of this engaging novel today at HagmanandHagman.com and click on the link. Stained by Blood at HagmanandHagman.com and click on the link. Stained by Blood.